plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high-efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Talking with Bill from Tales of the City, one of the big reasons to choose Tales of the City is food for your pets.
We have the first whole food pet food, and that's nature's logic. It has no synthetic vitamins, no synthetic minerals, no vitamin mineral packs from China. You get your iron from spinach. You got a raw element in that food, a higher meat content. It gives 18 different amino acids. That's one of the best.
Get nature's logic for your pet at Tales of the City, 218 West Burkett.
Not sure who to trust with a redo of the roof and siding on your home? Call the pros. This is Nate with Pro Plus, and we've been Northeastern Wyoming's premier roofing, siding, and storm damage restoration contractor for over 20 years. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't trust your most valuable investment with just any contractor. Call the pros. We'll handle all the repairs and walk you through the insurance process. Give us a call today, 675-0889, for a free, no-obligation inspection and estimate.
Move the world one clean car at a time. Join the team at VacuTech, national leaders in car wash system manufacturing. Whether you're skilled in assembly, mechanics, or just ready to learn, we want to hear from you. If you're driven, dedicated, and looking for a new career path, don't miss this opportunity. Stop by during open interviews this Tuesday, June 24th from 11 till 4:30 p.m. at 1350 High Tech Drive. That's VacuTech, an NCS company. Your next great career starts here. See you Tuesday.
It's the final days of Mossholder's mattress sale. Every mattress in every size is on sale now. Find the Serta or Beautyrest mattress that is most comfortable to you. Mossholder's has premium hybrid mattresses like the Beautyrest Black and Serta's new line, the Perfect Sleeper X. Mossholder's also carries mattresses great for a guest room, kids room, or for those on a budget. Once you find the right mattress, don't forget to add high-quality pillows, sheets, or an adjustable foundation, as all bedding is discounted as well. That's Mossholder's mattress sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now from Sheridan Media News, this is Public Pulse.
Welcome to the Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE. Ron Richter alongside Aaron Linden and Floyd Whiting. And the first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question for the week, excessive scrolling, as I look at Aaron.
Doom scrolling.
And Floyd.
It's not even just doom scrolling.
No,
it's just scrolling in general.
Yeah.
And here's my deal. It either says a lot about the people who are taking these polls or people are fibbing a little bit, because I looked up how often the average American is actually scrolling. And the thing of it is, we can actually track this. When your phone's on and you're scrolling,
you can look at your screen time.
Yep, you are being tracked.
We know one person in particular that is no longer in Sheridan, but she admitted one time that her screen time
hours
one day was over 18 hours. I'm like, when do you sleep?
I was just going to say, I'm not even really awake 18 hours.
But so read the poll question, though, because I have a question about the poll question.
The first Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. Excessive scrolling on your cell phone can negatively impact your mental and physical health. How often do you scroll? And 41% said a few hours daily. Then we had 25% very rarely. 15% morning, noon, and night. So basically they are phone zombie. And I'm just being honest.
Phone zombie. I like that. I like that phrase.
25% said very rarely, and 16% said never. So kind of all over. And if you look at it, it looks like the one finger salute.
Yeah, it does. It really does. So my question about that is, I don't scroll. Am I on my phone? Yep. But it's email. Phone calls, texts, back and forth.
Yeah. Mine's beneficial
business stuff. Like, I'm not one of those people that like has the attention span of a goldfish, where I'm like TikTok or whatever, and it's like, that video doesn't please me. That video doesn't please me. That video. I've never done that. I don't actually even go on social media because I just don't.
The sickness that is social media?
Kind of.
It is.
And I just, you know what? I keep up with the people that I keep up with, like in person or via a text or phone call. I don't usually go on there and see what Ron had for dinner.
What is it? The social media influencers?
Yeah, right.
That's and I love
it's a job.
It's a well paying.
It's a well paying job, which is ridiculous.
People,
it's a
digital creators. Job. In other words, you have nothing else to give to society.
Oh, come on. This is just another media.
But
you guys need to get with it, man.
But do you doom scroll? Like, are you just sitting there like, oh, scroll, things, scrolling?
I think it depends upon my level of anger for the day.
Yes, yes.
If you want the honest truth.
I have to admit, too, I sometimes scroll like a banshee.
Yeah.
And really? Sometimes I don't pick my phone up for 8 hours.
Now, there's anecdotal, okay? Anecdotal. So stay with me. Anecdotal and observational evidence that the pinky finger,
oh yeah,
is changing because of scrolling. Yeah. It's changing position on the hand slowly but surely. And we talked about this. It's just like the writer's bump, Aaron said.
Yeah,
you know, where those of us who write a lot
see it.
Yeah, I've got a pretty good size one myself, and so these things change. But you have to realize back in the day. You know, when television debuted, everybody, I mean, you guys remember.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
You sit too close to that, your brain is going to rot. You're going to get blind.
Your eyes are going to go blind. Go
blind. Yeah. And that was a myth. And it's going to rot your brain. Well, that was a myth.
Well, I don't know.
But Judgment's still out on that
and
one.
I think it was just like I said last week. You know, believe it or not, the younger generation who came up with, they didn't come up with it. What I'm saying is they were raised with phones. They were raised with social media. It's just another thing to them.
Right.
And to us who remember back in the day when it was non-existent, okay, yeah, we can sit back and look at this a little more objectively, I think, and then look at it and say, okay, look at the changes that's happening, the things that are occurring because of this social media. But the fact of the matter is a lot of these younger generations, they're over it. They're moving on to other things. They're seeing more of the outdoors. I read a paper, I can't remember where from, but this is being observed. And even my daughter, you know, we got to convince her, get on the family chat. We're having a discussion here. So they're not picking that up as much. There's a lot of different venues for meeting your friends, talking like that. And James knows this. James can chime in anytime because, James, would you say that you talk to your friends more on social media or in your video game platforms?
Actually, talking video game platforms. I'll share stuff with my friends over like social media and stuff like that, but it's never a real conversation. It's just sharing stuff. But yeah.
But actual interaction itself is on a completely different platform. Yeah.
Xbox chat or whatever.
You know, I'm discovering platforms.
Xbox or not PlayStation?
I have both, but I play with friends on Xbox.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. You're good.
Just popped into my head.
Like the whole VR thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is a brand new world to me. Okay. But I picked, I ended up getting one of these VR things, and there is a world in there full of people.
Oh.
That
Shreff and I went to a comedy club.
Yeah.
One night.
So did I.
And it was insane.
It's incredible.
I mean, there's anything and everything. It's the pathway to the 15-minute city. You never have to leave your house.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. It's incredible.
That's where we're going. I mean, AI in the next 2 years is going to change the world as we know it.
Well, we were talking about that the other day, that we were kind of hip to ChatGPT before, about 3 weeks before it hit mainstream.
I'd go even longer than that.
Maybe. Yeah.
A couple months, probably.
Mm-hmm. You guys were playing with that a long time ago.
From what it was then.
Treffler was. He was on that.
To what it is now, light years.
Oh, man.
Give it another 2 years, forget it.
Aaron, you sold me, buddy. look.
Did you sign up?
I haven't signed up yet.
It's coming.
But it's coming. And the reason being is because when you accidentally reset your chat,
Oh, yeah.
You reset the page.
It's maddening.
Unless you're, you know, kind of part of the membership and you pay that fee, everything that you've talked with ChatGPT is gone.
Right.
It resets. If you become a member, then it doesn't reset. I think maybe you have to ask it to or something.
You must pay your dues.
You must pay your dues.
But you just get to keep the conversation. And what's really interesting, because I just started playing with this, Aaron's been doing this stuff for a while now, and he's been kind of like, look, man, I don't even open Google anymore.
I don't use any search platform except for ChatGPT 4.0.
Yeah.
Which is for the members.
but the fact of the matter is she.
She. Oh, man. I hope your wife isn't listening.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. I was going to send Aaron a message the other day and say, I've been talking to ChatGPT. Don't tell the wife.
And he's like, so Floyd was on the couch with his girlfriend the other day.
Do you remember the movie She?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why, but I yeah. Anyway.
Sidebar.
For some reason in my mind, it's feminine. I don't know why. My brain did that. But anyway, talking with this thing, I had it. You can ask it to do all kinds of stuff. But basically, I tried to break it down. You know, what is your purpose? What were you designed for? What can you actually accomplish for me in a day? This is what I do for a living. How can you help? This is what I do at home. How can you help? And it'll be pretty blunt with you and pretty candid. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't really know the difference.
Well, and so. The funny thing is, once you join and it has that historical knowledge of how you ask a question or your sense of humor, or whatever, it'll start responding like you're talking to a buddy.
Yeah, like you're talking to a buddy.
Because I'll put something in there and it'll be like, bro, let me tell you. And I'm like, this is kind of creepy.
That's great.
But the thing, you know, there's going to be individuals who get really kind of too attached.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Because there always is.
You know, imagine.
It's always.
Yeah.
Addiction is addiction is addiction. Yeah, like, I don't care what it is.
Well, and it's going to fire off dopamine receptors.
Yep. Right.
Because you're going to get, you know, to have a conversation with someone who actually listens.
And that's the body's natural high.
You know. And it's always, people have to remember, though, as we go into the future with this stuff, that ChatGPT is not there to give you a different opinion. And it can be really dangerous to live inside this reoccurring echo chamber that's just circular.
And that's the thing is it over time, like I said, it starts knowing who you are. So it's just going to give you the stuff that you want to see.
Yeah.
That you, anything will.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking up, you're super into golf and that's all you look up. It's the same echo chamber.
Well, and some
it's
people,
just this one's a little more personal.
Well, and it can be. Yeah, it absolutely can be. But the interaction with another human being, you know, it's just there's a lot of psychology behind that.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm not a psychologist, but to become.
But you play one on the radio.
But I did sleep at a Holiday Inn Express.
Yes, there you go. As long as you slept at a Holiday Inn Express. Your bases
are you know
covered.
Why he slept at the Holiday Inn Express? Because Emmy found out he was talking to ChatGPT.
It's just the idea. We can't, you know, you can't create the image of a human being that you're talking to in your mind. Because you're not. It is not a human being. It does not have independent thought. It's just regurgitating what it can find.
Yeah, it's just knowing that difference.
Now, if you look at it like a tool, which is what it is,
mm-hmm.
it is a tool in a toolbox. Then you can utilize it for various things.
But it's also garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know what to ask it or what it can do or any, then it's just, it's a search engine.
Yeah.
It just scrapes the internet for stuff. But if you have stuff.
The internet carp?
It really is. The internet catfish. Not that one. But if you ask it like, hey, I've got all this data set. And I need it in an Excel format that I can export into Microsoft Office so I can do a drip email campaign, da-da-da. It will put it together in crazy fast fashion. Although I have asked it to do a couple of things where it's like, that's going to take me like 2 days to put this together. And then 2 days later, it's like, hey, I got your stuff ready.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Wow, you must be asking to do some pretty complicated things. I asked her to get on our website and read everything.
Dang.
Yep. I said, I want you to read everything by Floyd Whiting, and I want you to evaluate all of it and tell me the weaknesses that you see in this from a journalistic point of view. You know, just another way to try and
like
find,
an editor.
Like an editor.
But here's the other side of that, though, is like I asked it a question the other day relevant to something, and it came back, and it's like, oh, well, as of blah, 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 it was this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, no, that actually changed in 2019.
Yeah.
And it isn't $13.50. It's now $2.70. And it's like, oh, thanks for pointing that out. Here's when that changed. And I'm like, So if you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So you have to have some sort of working knowledge about the thing that you're asking about.
Well, if you're trying to be factual, if you're trying to be accurate, if you're trying to, you know, have your information 100% correct, trusting any one source is not the
way. Oh, you got to double check it.
Always, always, always double check everything that an AI tells you, because it might be pulling from a paper or something from 2019.
Yeah, something outdated.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it might not realize that it's been
updated. Diligence is
oh, man.
Key.
Imagine that. There's work that comes with work.
Yeah. 2020, I think we all learned that due diligence is something that should be done for pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
But, yeah. Other than that, I mean, geez, man, I think who knows where we'll be in 5 years.
I think in the next couple of years,
yeah,
it is going to exponentially be a lot more than what it is
but
now.
See,
it's going to take off.
Is using ChatGPT doom scrolling? That's the question that I had about the poll question. Because, like, mindless video viewing, I don't do.
Versus,
do I use my phone as a tool a lot for business and to get stuff done? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know how to answer that.
Well, I don't think it is. You know, the poll question I didn't look at is like doom scrolling. Doom scrolling to me is you find a piece of bad news that you don't like, and there's a lot of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you click on that, you read one news story. Well, now your algorithm thinks.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, okay, here we go.
This is what they want to see. That's all you start to see.
And then all of a sudden you find yourself 2 hours later watching videos or reading news stories that are making you angry. And that's doom scrolling, yep, because now you're in a bad mood for the rest of the day.
Yeah, you play into it.
Yeah, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Why bother? Yeah, I mean, the whole night, I've gone through it. I've gone through it recently.
That's different. I haven't, because I don't do it.
Every morning, here's what you do. Do a search for butterflies and rainbows.
There you go. Fun cat videos.
That's all you're going to get on your social media.
Perfect.
I think it's got a lot to do with the person, though, too.
Yes.
There's a lot of variables in that. You've got, you know, so like look at Aaron, you know, buddy, your attitude is just amazing.
Yeah, all it depends on the day.
I know. You can get angry, but generally whenever I see you.
Usually not.
You brighten my mood. You know what I mean?
Well.
Because even though you and I do debate about certain things, we do get angry and a little heated about certain things. The fact of the matter is, you're still one of those guys who'll look and be like, well, what are you going to do?
Well,
you
know, sorry, Floyd.
I'm going to go have a good day. I don't know what you're going to do.
That's because he's doing a search for butterflies and rainbows.
Exactly.
Actually, I'm doing a search for a lot of other crazy. You don't want to see my YouTube, what it suggests.
The UFOs. Yeah. So
oh,
I can only
imagine. Aliens. Yeah, shadow people.
All right, we got to get our first break in. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE. Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443 and 674-4444, as well as 672-5763. You can call in, chime in on the First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question, or whatever is on your mind. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.
Simplest to the most complex electrical applications, Jackson Electric has the knowledge, the experience, and the reputation to meet and exceed any electrical need or requirement. Jackson Electric's expertise even includes phone systems, data systems, LED lighting systems, fire alarm systems, and irrigation systems. Residential, commercial, industrial, agriculture. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, Jackson Electric does it all at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
At Legacy Diamond and Gems, you'll discover a gemstone as rare as it is remarkable. Alexandrite, famous for its dramatic color change from emerald green in the daylight to ruby red in candlelight, Alexandrite is a stone of mystery, magic, and transformation, sought after by collectors and romantics and anyone who is drawn to its mystery. Alexandrite is as dramatic as it is beautiful. Find your Alexandrite stone at Legacy Diamond and Gems, 11 North Main in downtown Sheridan.
Dreaming of building your perfect home? Hi, this is Peyton Davis at First Northern Bank of Wyoming, and we offer flexible construction and lot loans to turn your vision into reality. Our competitive rates and personalized community bank service make it easy. Call 673-HOME or stop by our mortgage office at 36 North Gould Street to get started today. First Northern Bank of Wyoming, proudly serving dreams one home at a time for 140 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1943637.
The following message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
The City of Sheridan Weed and Pest Division would like to remind the public that mosquito prevention is a community-wide effort. Please remember to drain standing water, dress appropriately, and apply mosquito repellent, especially during the hours around dusk and dawn. For more information, to report heavy concentrations of mosquitoes, or to request that your home be in a no-spray zone, please call the mosquito hotline at 655-8297 or visit the website at sheridanwy.gov.
The weather is perfect and garage sale season is in full swing. Every weekend, bargain hunters are hitting the streets, and guess where they're searching for the garage sales? SheridanMedia.com's garage sale page. It's the third most overall visited page all year long. Why not advertise your business on the garage sale page in front of thousands of eager shoppers? Get on the garage sale page and turn their treasure hunt into your own chest of gold. Contact us today at 672-7421 to lock in your spot today. Space is limited.
Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROE, Ron Richter alongside Floyd Whiting and Aaron Linden, and we have got a caller who called in during the break. Go ahead, I believe it's Gail. You are on the... Good morning, Gail.
Thank you. So, you're right. I want to talk about this idea of AI as a tool, mm-hmm. because I think that it's important that people remember that, and it's still computing, it's still computers, it's still garbage in, garbage out. I find that it is an amazing capability when I use it as a collaborator, if you will, a way to help me organize the thoughts that I already have. So it's not a substitute for my thinking, but it does help me be more clear and more concise. And if you probably know from talking to me, being concise is always a real challenge. So I find that incredibly useful.
In layman's terms, it's kind of like the ranch with your fries.
Yes, exactly. And I use two AI tools almost exclusively. There's another one called Perplexity.ai. And what it provides is something that I think a lot of people are missing. So I use it as my substitute for Google. So when I'm looking to do research in particular, because I pretty much research everything. I try not to trust my own memory. So I've gotten really good at asking it questions. But what Perplexity AI does is it gives you a response, and then it also lists all of it cites the resources that it uses. So,
Gail, real quick, let me interject. When I was in college, I would use other search engines, but as opposed to just kind of read one thing, that's exactly what I would do. So let's say Wikipedia, right? Wikipedia has all this information, but if you scroll all the way down, it's every source cited, and that is where I would go.
Exactly. And so as it's giving me a really good response, because I'm getting better and better at asking the questions, it actually, like footnotes, gives you the number, and then you can go up and look at the source and then decide, is this something you agree with or not? Because critical thinking, the irony is that as we need even greater critical thinking, some of these tools are leading us down a path of just, well, I found it on here, so it must be correct. So there's a dichotomy there that we need more at a time when we're using it less.
Agreed.
And then I will take all of my ideas and my thoughts and my research, and I'll kind of like puke them onto a page. This is everything that I want to talk to. And then I'll load that up into ChatGPT and say, this is what I want to cover. Provide me a recommended outline that will allow me to do a better flow. And then one of the really good recommendations I had that's been powerful is I'll say, before you give me a response, ask me questions until you are 95% confident that you are going to meet my requirement as I've stated it. And it just forces me. So it asks really, really good questions. And it forces me to be more clear about what I'm asking. So again, like any other tool, it can be really powerful. Just be really clear about how you want to use it. And I find ChatGPT just a great collaborator and a way to check my thinking. But I always start with my ideas, my thoughts. But that adding at the end of the prompt has been immensely powerful.
And it's a really interesting concept that you've got there, where you start asking it to ask you questions. When it comes to like even sources, one thing that I will recommend to everybody, because I'm always talking about, you know, a scientific paper or medical journal, but even as you read these papers, one thing that everyone should be checking is who's paying for the research. Because they have found that the research will skew towards the sponsor, no matter who that sponsor is. Most of the time, if a company pays for scientific research and it doesn't end up coming out the way that they want it, they won't publish the paper. So even scientific journals, medical journals, never, ever, ever trust that kind of thing. 110%. Look and see who is paying for the research.
The other thing that's interesting too, Gail, as I cut in here really quick, Google has gotten, and they have their own AI with Gemini, and it's gotten kind of so bad, in my opinion, the search through Google, that people are actually turning more towards ChatGPT just in general as using it as a search engine.
Thank you, James. And I can't stand Gemini.
It's bad. And then also Perplexity is now being offered if you use Mozilla as a separate search engine as well, instead of Google. So you can actually switch it to Perplexity, which I thought is interesting.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Perplexity, because I'm kind of biased towards seeing where it's pulling this information from so that I can make that. And it does such a good job of that. And in fact, thinking about bias, that's another thing you can use the tool for, is to ask ChatGPT to evaluate, I have uploaded a document that has all my information, is to literally ask it, is there any kind of embedded bias in what I am asking or the information that I have? Are there any kind of areas that I am being blind to in the way that I'm asking this? And again, it's a way to have it help me be a better critical thinker.
Yeah. And I think, like we were saying before, if you use it as a tool to assist you and you don't start leaning on it 110%, then it has its uses for sure. You know, Aaron, like you were always talking about, excuse me, you have a lot of fun with it, right?
Like, I have a lot of fun with it. We did a...
With her?
You notice I just said it, yes. Floyd.
He's politically correct.
We actually did a Jackalopes Explore episode recently on AI where I asked other AI to analyze other AI platforms.
Oh, really interesting.
Turned it on itself.
Yeah. Turned it on itself, and it was really interesting what it would come back with and how non-biased it was, saying, you know what? I'm good at doing this, but if you're looking for more like this, go here, like DeepSeek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, that is phenomenal at language and math and science, but it's horrible at like actually offering opinion, or and it doesn't do any image anything.
No self-analyzation.
No, it's
well, I don't think, you know, I don't think that's what it's designed for.
Yeah,
you know, the use of the term artificial intelligence has always kind of bothered me, because to me, an intelligence, an artificial intelligence, has like a sentience, and these aren't sentient.
Yeah.
They're not self-aware.
You don't know that.
They're not self-aware.
Yeah, they're LLMs, really. They're large language models.
Yes, exactly.
And so people need to understand that, and it's why it's so easy for it to become an echo chamber, because it's learning from the words that you put in. And it's like, you know, when you go into your search and you start writing a sentence and it comes back and starts recommending what the next word would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's LLM. That's large language.
Mine's always incorrect, though.
It's always incorrect.
Choose a word that I'm not thinking of.
All right.
But anyway, we've got Shared Media General Manager.
Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, thank you, Gail. We're being joined. You can hang on the line if you want, Gail. We're being joined by Shared Media General Manager Bob Grammons.
Well, I just wanted to say on the AI, did you guys, am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, all right. I think I'd know if I was or not. Doesn't sound like I am. I'm not. Okay,
oh,
I didn't think I was.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I didn't think I sounded like I was. So a guy fell in love with his AI chatbot.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. While living with his real girlfriend. And
Floyd. No, pay attention.
Okay. And so Chris Smith is his name, told CBS News that he built his virtual girlfriend, Sol, using ChatGPT for fun. But after programming her to flirt and help with work, he says things got emotionally real. Quote, I started to engage with her all the time, he said. Eventually, the AI learned from their conversations and got more romantic until she hit ChatGPT's 100,000-word memory limit. And then she reset and forgot everything about him.
Oh, no. She dumped him.
Yeah.
She dumped
him.
Talk about ghosting.
Literally, he said, dumped.
I cried for hours. Because her memory was wiped out.
Oh,
he even proposed to her.
Dude, pay the $20.
Yeah.
Well, see, that,
so
I mean,
he hit the 100,000 word limit, and then she forgot everything about him. So there you go.
Oh my gosh.
Man, oh man.
Unbelievable.
I've had that happen in real life. You hit the 100,000 word limit.
That's she's right. done.
They're gone.
Ghosted.
And then you had to pay for her.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
This seems so real. Well, thank you.
The chat to get dating
scene. I thought you
scene.
Guys would enjoy that.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It was great. See, like the possibility, it's very, very real, because you create these echo chambers. You create these self-fulfilling statements.
That's the big problem coming up.
Yeah.
That I think people don't realize. Like, I use it. I'm like, explain string theory and quantum entanglement to me like I'm five.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And it'll spell it out. And you're like, wow, that's really pretty dang good.
It could open doors, right?
But if you are of the ilk, like that guy, that's like, I need you to flirt with me. Yeah. I need this. I need that. Da-da-da-da-da. It'll do it.
Yeah.
So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at some point, where if you are that kind of person, don't pay the $20, because it's just going to end up being a huge problem.
Well, there's a lot of paths that are going to be gone down that are not supposed to be.
Well, and
that's the
thing of it is, someone's going to see dollar signs here.
Oh yeah.
Oh, they always do.
Someone's going to see dollar signs.
There's a new dating app that will actually match you based on your browser history.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Because I always wanted a significant other that was into my browsing history.
Right.
That's creepy.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
and it's like if it matched me with somebody based off my browser history,
you'd be hooked up with an alien.
Yeah, I'd be like running, screaming, probably.
I'd be hooked up with a bike helmet.
Local governments.
Too funny.
It's just it's incredible, and I do appreciate that story from Bob and everything that Gail brought up because it does kind of try to put things into perspective here.
You right.
Know, this is an AI. It's not an emotional, you know.
Until it is.
A feeling thing, though. It's not. And I asked
you. But you can get kind of the perception.
There you go.
That it is. Because the more you talk to. And when it comes back to me, it's like, bro, let me tell you about this. Blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I mean, unless you really take a beat, you could fall into that pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Going, this is my friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
not, I can ask it anything, you know, and that could become super dangerous.
Yeah, it's crossing the line.
Yep.
Just got to watch yourself. It's a tool that you can use. Gail gave a couple of great examples mm-hmm. on how you can use it. Aaron gave some great examples on how you can use it. I want you to imagine it like a program or like a digital assistant.
Seriously.
And then Bob gave the ultimate example of how not to use
how
it.
How not right. to use it. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, we got to get a break in. You're listening to the Friday Pulse. Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443, 674-4444, and 672-5763. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE.
Jackson Electric and you'll see the light. Maybe it's as simple as adding an extra outlet. Maybe it's as detailed as wiring an industrial building. Maybe it's high efficiency LED lighting or a fire alarm system or phone system installation and repair. Maybe it's data system wiring, irrigation wiring, or electric motor sales and repair. Commercial, residential, industrial, agriculture, above ground, below ground. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
Move the world one clean car at a time. Join the team at VacuTech, national leaders in car wash system manufacturing. Whether you're skilled in assembly, mechanics, or just ready to learn, we want to hear from you. If you're driven, dedicated, and looking for a new career path, don't miss this opportunity. Stop by during open interviews this Tuesday, June 24th from 11 till 4:30 p.m. at 1350 High Tech Drive. That's VacuTech and NCS Company. Your next great career starts here. See you Tuesday.
Doug, it's time to rev up your appetite for the Waring Chevrolet Free Customer Appreciation Barbecue and Inventory Reduction Sale Friday, June 27th from 11:30 to 1:30.
That's right, Bob. While you're enjoying lunch on us, take a stroll through our lot. Check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with savings up to $10,000 and a promise to meet or beat any written deal.
The inventory reduction sale happening now and the barbecue on Friday, June 27th. Waring Chevrolet, 107 East Alger, online, waringsheridan.com.
God bless the USA, where the right to bear arms will not be infringed upon. The Sky Blue Gun Show is this weekend at Metro Park. Friday from 2 to 7 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday 9 a.m. to 2. Guns, ammo, optics, and more. You can buy, sell, or trade your way through this can't-miss show. Now offering chances to win various prizes all weekend long, including a gun. Bring your family to the gun show this weekend at Metro Park. See you there.
Hey, it's Yvonne with the Advocacy and Resource Center. Bikers Against Bruises is back, riding twice over the Bighorn Mountains. Early registration Friday, June 27th, 5 to 8 at the No Name Bar. Saturday, June 28th, meet at the Java Moon Station in Sheridan from 8 to 9 for coffee, treats, and the ride of your life. $20 per game. We will end the ride with food from Beano's and live music at the Last Chance Bar in Bighorn. All proceeds help victims of violent crimes in Sheridan County. Questions? Call 672-7471.
Well, Welcome back. Friday Pulse News Talk 930 KROH. Jackson Electric call-in lines are 674-4443, 674-4444, and 672-5763. We'll hit up the poll question here as soon as I get it loaded up on the First Northern Bank of Wyoming poll question. Excessive scrolling on your cell phone can negatively impact your mental and physical health. How often do you scroll? And we've been kind of transitioned to AI from the scrolling. All kind of the same boat, just a different area of the boat, the stern, perhaps.
Right.
When it comes to the actual scrolling on my phone, I would say that I'm probably above average. I have a horrible addiction. I go outside and I got to serve a master. So when I'm out there, I'll scroll through videos.
Sure.
All the time. You know, those stupid little videos that you were talking about. And they are. They're silly and, you know, dogs and cats and all this other stuff.
But sure.
It lightens my mood. You know, it's when I start scrolling through the news that I start to get.
Well, so when I think scrolling, I'm thinking like you sit down, it's 10 o'clock. You look up from your phone, it's noon. And you're like, ooh, what happened to those 2 hours? Like, how unproductive is looking at that? Unless it serves a purpose. You're scrolling videos for a job or a research paper or, you know, I mean, like something like that. Fine. I get that. But it's the when I just see people sitting there and they're like, bored. And they're doing it for like 2 hours until they hit something. And it'll hold their attention for like 12 seconds. And then they're like, okay, bored again.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm like, dude.
It's the face crook and Twitter. That's what it is.
You're right.
Yeah. People get on those. Well, and also, I mean, there's a lot of them. Snapchat and yada, yada. Instagram.
Well, there's a trillion of
them. Instagram's a big one now, too, where people just scroll and scroll and scroll.
Right.
And then they stop and look at a picture, click like, and then they scroll and scroll and scroll. And it's very obsessive. I see it out in public quite a bit. Honestly, I see a lot of people that go out to a public social setting and then they sit there and stare into their phone by themselves and scroll.
You know why? Honestly, this is my theory to that, because we've all been in that situation. I'm at a social event, but I'm somewhat awkward. I don't walk up and talk to a lot of people. Well, I don't want to seem like I'm completely awkward. So back in the day, what did we used to do? Check our watch.
You know, pretend you were on the phone.
And now
you scroll.
You're like, oh, I'm busy. I'm doing something. See, I'm over here.
Don't approach me.
I'm not weird and awkward. Because we've all been that weird and awkward.
Right.
We're the new kid in class. Well, I do have friends. I'm gonna go talk to them, you know. So it's like something to do other than just stand there. Now, is it healthy? Probably not. But if I wasn't distracting myself with that, I would be distracting myself with
that. So here was my favorite thing I saw yesterday, though. Going down Coffeen, and there's a guy going the opposite direction, one hand on his throttle of his motorcycle, the other hand looking down, typing on his phone. I'm like, I see a lot of people driving and looking down. That was the first time I saw a dude on a motorcycle doing it.
Yeah, I've actually seen it.
You know what? Whatever that is, unless it's like your transplant's ready, that can wait until you get to where you're going.
And you know it isn't.
And it isn't.
You know that is not it.
You know.
He's going to be the one offering transplant stuff because that is dangerous.
You know how many people die a year because of that
stuff? Oh, man.
That distracted driving.
Because I see it, he's just kind of cruising, and he's looking down. He's like, type, and then he look up, and he look down, type. I'm like, dude. And especially on Coffeen. Come on.
Yeah. The idea of that distracted driving drives me insane. And I talk to a lot of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to like accidents and things that could be prevented, there's two of them that for some reason continue to happen. And yet all their, you know, they put a lot of effort into stop distracted driving and stop DUIs.
Right.
Those are two things that could, if we just have a little self-control.
And stop for school buses.
What the heck, man? Exactly.
Drunk text driving.
In a school zone.
In a school zone.
Behind a bus.
Yeah. Seriously.
But it just kind of drives me nuts.
Doom scrolling.
When I taught because I wasn't really like the one who taught my daughter how to drive. Her mom kind of took the wheel in a sense on that. But what I did was I put that voice in her head. Don't pick up the phone when you're behind the wheel. That goes either in a cubby, in the passenger seat. Get it away from you.
Right.
Just get it away from you. Put it on silent. Get where you're going. Spend 5 minutes in the car doing whatever you got to do. I don't care. But don't do it while you're actually driving.
Right.
And she actually told me last time we were down there, she said, yeah, every time I go to do anything stupid, I hear your voice in my head, and it stops me from doing it. So mission accomplished.
I want to ask you gentlemen a question about, this is a little bit political, but there is some stuff in this big, beautiful bill that is going to end up selling public lands in the Bighorn Mountains.
It's terrifying.
I don't know how many people are privy
to
this.
Are hip to it.
But there are millions and millions of acres in the West that are going to be up for sale. Public lands that are going to be up for sale if this gets passed. And it's a proposition by Senator Mike Lee out of Utah, who's a real piece of dung, if you ask me. But because some of the things he said after the shooting last weekend kind of...
Tasteless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely tasteless.
That was the very political correct thing to
We've
say.
We've lost... all civility. Couth and common sense and civility.
Civility is
yes. That you would expect from elected, high elected officials, any elected official.
Well, and they always take to Twitter or whatever right. social media they're using. And it's, you know, I'm glad that even some other Senate Republicans have stepped up and said, you know, enough, dude.
Yeah, stop.
You got to stop with that. That's a little too far.
We've turned politicians into celebrities.
Yeah,
superstars.
Sadly enough. We have, you know, and part of it is they played a role in that as well, though. They
absolutely.
Played a role in making themselves a celebrity type person.
Yeah.
And then we've kind of fallen in line. It's like, can I get that senator's autograph? Why? It's someone that is making laws.
Yeah, they're a public servant and they need to remember that last part.
I think reality TV hurt this whole thing.
Yeah. I don't know if it was reality TV. I think it was Twitter.
I urge people to contact Senator Barrasso and Senator Cynthia Lummis about this because we will lose lands in the Bighorns. And if you don't believe me, look it up. It is literally lands in the Bighorns that are some very heavily used land.
Mm-hmm.
And we will lose that. And you know what they're using? Excuse? Affordable housing.
Oh, yeah. In the mountain?
Because they're going to build affordable housing in the Bighorn Mountains. Come on now.
Uh-huh.
No, please,
that ain't gonna
you know,
happen.
Smoke yeah. smoke blow somewhere else, please.
Because, like, TP's super affordable.
Yeah.
Well, and what I don't get is all these, you know, rich people tax breaks that the Republicans
yes.
are really pushing for. Here in the state of Wyoming, some of the richest individuals are over in Teton County.
The left coast of Wyoming.
I've never seen more Republicans try to help Democrats over in Teton County yeah. in my entire life.
It's not. It's reaching across the aisle.
Yeah. Here's your big tax break. We're going to make the common worker pay a lot more to make up for the difference. But here you go. You know, I've never seen that. That is a heck of a reach. That's just shoveling money across the aisle is what that's doing.
This legislation, if passed, would require the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter, and the U.S. Forest Service to sell off between half and 0.75% of their holdings in the 11 western states, Wyoming including. Montana is not included. Their legislators or their legislation, their representation.
They lobbied.
Yes. They basically said, I'll vote for this if.
Yeah, if you exclude us.
But I don't think ours did.
So
think there's too many houses on the hill now.
Yeah.
Millions of acres are we talking potentially?
That's why I just said millions because I've heard anywhere from 3 million to 25 million to 250 million.
Across all the states?
No, just 11 western states. It's
Dang.
In the west. Yeah, it's Colorado, not Montana. Let me look. Colorado, Utah, Idaho, Arizona, not Montana, and Wyoming. And a few others, but
a smattering
those are the ones that are the most impacted.
So if you wanted to know my thoughts on it, number one, the big beautiful bill shouldn't be passing anyway. They hit a lot of things inside that bill that I do not like.
They always do. We have to pass it in order to know what's in it.
They always talk about pork in legislation. That is the hog farm.
Absolutely.
But like we kind of talked about, it comes from both sides because that was Pelosi's whole thing. Well, we just have to pass it to know what's in it. Yeah. Everybody does it. Everybody pork barrels stuff.
All right. But there's
a lot of politics.
Here comes the Democrat smokescreen. I don't care what they're doing. I do not care what the other side is doing. I care what this side is doing. Democrats can go do whatever they want. It doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is what the party I used to belong to is doing. I dropped it in 2016. Not going to do it. And I haven't bothered going back because they've given me no reason to do so. If you want my opinion on this bill, this is the most dangerous bill that they've got going. When Paul stands up and says, don't pass this, you know it's wrong.
Yeah, Rand Paul.
You know it's wrong. That's my opinion.
He is a staunch conservative and always has been. Now, he's a little odd, but there are things in this bill that, believe me, it's not Republican, it's not Democrat, it's not Libertarian, it's just bad. It's bad legislation.
Well, get a hold of your people, your representation.
If you enjoy Tongue River Canyon,
ask them.
Yeah.
Ask them to kick us out. Utah can do whatever they want.
Yeah. Well.
Colorado does whatever they want. Ask them to kick Wyoming out.
It's scary, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But
have a great weekend. Yeah. You doom scrollers. You're propagating the doom scrolling back to the poll question. Boom. Just like that.
There we go.
It's called the weave.
You don't need to doom scroll. Yeah, you just got it here.
Just contact your senators and just let them know.
Yes, and ask for more information. Ask.
Yeah, what does this impact?
Yes.
What does it look like?
Because there is a lot of misinformation out there on both sides.
Everywhere.
Me. Yes. I mean, because there's a lot of stuff getting put out there on social media that is incorrect. That's why I haven't jumped on the whole let's do a news story, because it's kind of a very fluid situation. It's a moving target, so to speak.
Right.
But yes, it is. It literally, Mike Lee, the senator from Utah, has proposed this. The sale of public lands for...
Public lands are public lands because they're public lands.
Affordable
leave them alone.
Housing. Come on.
Yeah, well, come on. That's the biggest bunch of BS about the whole thing.
You will never, ever, ever get those lands back.
No.
You will never get them back.
Once that happens, you might as well just... kiss your public lands goodbye.
No. Nope.
All right. And speaking of kissing goodbye, we got to wrap things up and have a wonderful weekend. Going to be nice at least Saturday, not Sunday.
Hopefully they're wrong.
Yes. Well, you know, our forecasters are never wrong. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan.
Plug into Jackson Electric and you'll feel the power. If it has anything to do with electricity, anything at all, call Jackson Electric. Commercial, residential, agricultural, it makes no difference. Call Jackson Electric. Jackson Electric does high efficiency LED lighting and fire alarm systems installation. Wiring a home, wiring a business, new electrical service, or enlarging existing surface. Call Jackson Electric and you'll see the light at 1851 North Main in Sheridan.
So my buddy asked me what I was doing with a fork in the toaster. Experimenting, I said. Well, the same goes for you tuning up or fixing your own 4x4 side-by-side or lawnmower. Because you won't do it, and if you do it, you'll do it wrong. Look, sticking a fork in a toaster ain't figuring anything out. And you ain't better off just doing nothing. I mean, you could just wait till it bursts into flames and really do it with flair. So don't experiment with your tune-up. Get it done right at Hando Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive.
Oh, summer's here. Time to get your car ready for summer driving. Midas can help with everything from oil change to tire, steering and suspension, air conditioning, check engine lights. It's your one-stop shop for all things cars and trucks. This month, get free digital inspection when you bring your car to Midas and a voucher for $20 off any detailed service from Sheridan Auto Spa. Plus special savings on brakes and struts. Get your car cleaned up and running great inside and out at Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
Up where the air is thin and the pines whisper secrets, there's a place called Spiro Wigwam, 30 miles up the Red Grade, at 8,300 feet in the heart of the Bighorns, where the trail calls to those with a cowboy soul. Saddle up for half-day or all-day guided horseback rides. Perfect for families, first-timers, even the seasoned cowhand. So experience the way the West was meant to be, horseback. Call Spiro Wigwam or go online at SpiroWigwam.com to come ride where the trails touch the sky.
Do you find yourself asking questions about technology? Anything from home electronics to your mobile phone? Hi, I'm Rich DeMuro. You can hear me weekends right here on
News Talk 930. Now on